since 1967.
It's time for Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. Brought to you this season by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Varner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to the home of the world's largest wind chime, the world's largest rocking chair, world's largest lots of things, but also the home of the Casey Westfield Warriors. That's where the Red Hill Lady Salukis are tonight, as the Salukis, with a 2-4 record and 0-2 in the conference, take on the Casey Westfield Lady Warriors, who are 4-3 and 1-0 in the LIC. We're glad you could join us with Ryan Seed. I'm Adam Reinhart, and it's an interesting battle for both teams. You know, early December, about a month of the season in the books, and, you know, the teams, I'm sure, learning a lot about themselves, but Casey, a pretty good opponent for Red Hill.
Yeah, Casey, they're always a tough opponent to be in basketball. Always they've been tall, they've been tough, they've just been all around good. Just about anything you come to up here in Casey, they've got phenomenal programs up here, great facilities, and I mean, it's going to be a tough game tonight. The Lady Salukis are going to have their hands full. Coming in here 2-4 in the season against the 4-3 Warriors, like you said. But I believe it's going to be a high-scoring game, a tough-fought battle both ways.
One game that was not high-scoring was the JV game that just wrapped up a few minutes earlier. That was won by Red Hill 18-15. Casey looked to be in control in the first quarter of the JV game, but Red Hill came back and you know, took advantage of a lot of Casey miscues and were able to pull out an 18-15 victory.
Yeah, the score was 11-5, I believe it was, at halftime, and Lady Salukis just came back with the motivation and came out on top and brought them home a victory.
It should be a good one here in Casey. It's at Casey Westfield High School. The Warriors getting set for the Red Hill Lady Salukis here. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on the pregame show. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rutgers Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
And we're back at Casey Westfield High School as the Red Hill Salukis get set to take on the Casey Westfield Warriors in girls basketball tonight. Let's take a look at the Little Illini Conference girls standings. On top of the conference right now, Paris with a 7-1 overall record and 2-0 conference record. Alney is 6-1 overall and also 2-0 in the conference, so Paris and Alney tied for first. Flora and Casey tied for second, or actually third. They're both 1-0 in the conference. Flora is 5-3 overall, and Casey is 4-3 overall. Lawrenceville right now 6-4 overall, 1-1 in the conference. Marshall's 7-2 overall, but 0-1 in the conference. Newton's 3-5, 0-1 in the conference. Robinson is 1-7 overall and 0-2 in the conference. And Red Hill, I have two different records for them. One says 0-4 and one says 2-4, but they are 0-2 in the conference, and both of those losses were against the Lawrenceville Indians.
Yeah, Lawrenceville, they're a pretty tough team to beat. Their girls team, a lot of return players there, a couple of incoming greenshirt freshmen, and they're a good team. But I mean, Red Hill, they got a lot of young kids. They got a couple of seniors out there, but they're still getting to know each other and getting to play better as a team and find out what their strengths and weaknesses are.
And we saw that with the boys basketball team too. You know, they're just coming off a football season, and you know, the Capital Classic, the first three games, they're still trying to get acclimated to switching from football to basketball. But, you know, it's early in the season. These two teams still have a lot to learn and a long way to go.
Yeah, and like you said, early in the season, anything can happen as the season progresses. A lot of games left to go on the schedule. And there's some tough basketball out there, but once you really get meshed together and know how to play with each other, it's going to be hard to beat them.
So we will see the Red Hill Lady Salukis and the KZ Westfield Lady Warriors coming up. We will take a 3-minute break, and we will be back with the tip-off. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A 4-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
And Blondie's, two great places now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. The Monday specials include meatloaf or hand-breaded fried chicken. Every Monday is Dad's Day. Any dad that comes in with his family gets the special at half price. The specials go on and on at the Port and Blondie's. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too.
Post Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
And we are back at KZ Westfield High School as the starting lineups are now being introduced to the crowd. For the Red Hill Lady Salukis, it will be number 2, Megan Tennis, number 3, Hannah Murray, number 10, Madison Hobbs, number 12, Sarah Joins, and number 55, Kylie Richards. For the KZ Lady Warriors, it'll be number 5, Elizabeth Eckerty, number 10, Jalen Riggleman, number 25, Mackenzie Morgan, number 30, Mariah Warner, and number 34, Lindsay Beasley. The head coach of the Red Hill Lady Salukis is Tracy Gray, of course, the brother of football coach Billy Gray. And the head coach of the KZ Westfield Lady Warriors is Jerome Williams. And so those are your lineups for Red Hill and for KZ, as we're just moments away from tip-off here. With Ryan C, and I'm Adam Reinhart, and looks to be a good game.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a nice, quick game. A little bit of height difference here and there. Looks like Sarah Joins is going to be one of the taller matchups for them against number 10, Jay Riggleman. They've got some height on Red Hill a little bit against their guards. A couple of smaller girls, but I mean, it should be a good, tough game.
Lots of other games going on tonight across the LIC. Of course, Lawrenceville hosting Marshall. Robinson is at Newton, Paris is at Olney. And a non-conference game, Christar Rock, is at Flora. So those are your games tonight in the Little Illini Conference, but we are here in Casey, and it's time for some basketball here as we are just about set for the tip-off. Casey's in the home white, Red Hill's in the away blue, and we're all set. There's the whistle, here's the tip, and it's controlled by Casey, and we're underway.
Red Hill in a 2-3 zone to start out the night.
So Warner has the basketball now, feeds it over to Morgan. Now here's a shot by Beasley, and that's good. That was hit from about the free throw line, and it's 2-0 KZ to start the game.
Wide open shot there. If they leave them open all night, they're going to take it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Hannah Murray with it. Now feeds it over left side, Megan Tennis. Feeds it down low this time, but it's stolen away by Beasley. Now Beasley with the basketball, headed the other way on a fast break. She misses that layup, though. Fight for the rebound, and KZ comes up with it. That's Warner coming up with it. So now Warner, top of the key, over to Eckerty this time. Now Morgan, now Warner, now Eckerty, left wing. Here's a shot that's no good, in and out, and rebounded by the Salukis. So now Hannah Murray with the basketball. They cross half court here. Murray with it. Now left side, here's Richards driving down into the paint, shooting over three defenders, no good, and rebounded by Warner. So now Casey with the basketball in transition. They feed it down low this time to Beasley. Beasley now over to Warner, top of the key. Now they feed it down low this time, and they almost lose the ball out of bounds, but they are covered.
Tried to go back door there and lost control.
And that shot was missed there by Warner, and now Red Hill with the rebound. 6:34 to go here, opening quarter. It's KZ 2, Red Hill nothing, and Red Hill now with the basketball. Here's Hannah Murray. Now Madison Hobbs with it, right wing. Now over to Richards, free throw line. Now left side, here's Murray taking a shot, no good. And a fight for the rebound, and finally they save it right there, and Eckerty saves it. Red Hill fans want to travel. Now they go down low, and Morgan gets the basket and a foul for Casey.
Yeah, she was on the fast break down there, and Tennis, she just wasn't able to get her feet set there and drew the foul for them.
So that'll be the first foul against either team. That will be on Megan Tennis. And that will send Morgan to the free throw line. Free throw up and good.
Converted there on the old-fashioned three-point play.
There you go. 5-0 is your score. KZ Westfield on top. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Hannah Murray crossing half court. 6:05 to go here, opening quarter. Now Hobbs with it, feeds it down low to Richards, shoots and gets it. Richards gets Red Hill on the board.
First bucket of the night there against the man-to-man defense from the Lady Warriors.
There you go. 5-2 is your score. KZ still on top. Now here's Warner with the basketball, feeds it over to Morgan. Now back to Warner. Warner setting things up here. Red Hill back in their zone. Now this time, left side. Here's Beasley.
Lady Warriors trying to spread things out and get a good inside shot there by...
That was Warner with that basket. And it's 7-2 in favor of Casey, and Tracy Gray is going to call a timeout. So on the Port Blondie scoreboard, 5:24 to go here in the first quarter. It's KZ 7 and Red Hill 2. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Hi, My mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by People's State Bank, your community, your bank. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away. And Ambrough Federal Credit Union helping you grow your finances. Red Hill now at the basketball. They trail 7-2 with 5:19 to go here in the opening quarter. Here's Madison Hobbs with it. Feeds it down low to Kaylee Richards. Now left side. They feed it down to Megan Tennis. She is fouled shooting the basketball, and she'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, Murray trying to get down in there to Megan Tennis. It was a great pass there. Tennis just turned into a little bit of traffic. Luckily, she got the shot up but was fouled on the way.
So Tennis at the free throw line. Her first free throw up in the air, and it is no good.
A little too much on that one.
And we got a sub coming in for the KZ Westfield Warriors. And it's going to be number 23, Callista Taylor. So now Megan Tennis at the free throw line again. Second free throw up and in and out. No good. Fight for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Red Hill ball. 5-0. Go ahead.
Yeah, that ball just came right down there into where we can't really see. So it's going to be a little tough on some of these calls down here in the corner.
Now they go left wing this time. That was nearly – actually, that was a travel.
Yeah, Joyne's got the ball. She dribbled baseline and got caught up, didn't know what to do with it, and no help to be found.
So now Casey with the ball in a 7-2 lead here. It's exactly 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Now Warner with the basketball here for Casey. Feeds it this time to Riggleman. Now left side they go, this time to Eckerty. Now they feed it down low this time. Now Warner. Now right side. This time they feed it to Morgan. Here's a shot by Warner. That's going to be good. Warner now with 4 points in the contest, and it's 9-2 in favor of Casey.
Red Hill doing a good job on that zone defense, really making Casey work for their shots.
So now Red Hill with the basketball joins, gives it over to Madison Hobbs. Now here's Hannah Murray with the top of the key Tennis. And here's a shot by Joins, and that's going to be no good and rebounded by Riggleman of Casey. Now Warriors in transition. They feed it down low this time. Here's the shot by Warner. That's in and good. Warner now with 6 points in the contest, and it's 11-2 Casey. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Now Red Hill with the basketball.
Looks like Casey's going to switch to zone defense here too in a little 2-3.
Now top of the key Joints over to Tennis. Now they feed it down low this time to Madison Hobbs, who shoots it and misses, and that's rebounded by Riggleman. Now Casey in transition here. They feed it down low to Warner. She misses that layup, and it's rebounded, but she lost the rebound, and there's a basket and a foul. That was Riggleman of Casey getting that basket, and that will send her to the free throw line.
Yeah, that fast break unsuccessful, and Red Hill got the rebound, but the ball just got stolen away there, and that foul is going to go against.
That'll be number 30 of Red Hill, and that'll be Katie Moore. So that will send Riggleman of Casey to the free throw line. 13-2 is your score, 3:39 to go here in the first quarter. Riggleman at the free throw line. First free throw up and in and out. No good. And Richards comes up with the rebound for Red Hill.
Richards just crashing the boards there. That's what Red Hill's going to need. Control the backboard and get all the rebounds.
So now Hannah Murray with the basketball. Feeds it over to Moore. Now right side. They feed it down low to Katie Moore. Being guarded by two defenders. Gets it out to Joins. Joins at the baseline. Shoots it. And it goes in and goes in. So Joins with her first 2 points of the night, and it's 13-4, Casey. So now Casey spreading the ball around here. Here's Warner, top of the key.
Red Hill still in their 2-3 zone.
So now they go right wing this time. They feed it down low to Callista Taylor, and she gets that basket. Callista Taylor with her first 2 points of the contest, and it's 15-4, Warriors.
Red Hill maybe think about switching up their look a little bit, maybe go man and zone every other play.
Here's a three by Hannah Murray, no good, and rebounded by Callista Taylor. Now Warriors in transition here. Here's a shot by Warner. That's off, And a rebound by Sarah Joins, and we're going to have a foul called against Casey. And that's going to be against Mariah Warner of Casey. And so Red Hill with the basketball. That'll be the second foul against Warner. And both teams now with two fouls in this half. 2:45 to go here in the first. Red Hill trails 15-4, but does have the basketball. Here's Katie Moore. Now top of the key, Murray now joins. Back to Murray. Now Moore right wing. She's going to shoot it, and it's off and rebounded by the Warriors. And we got a foul immediately against the Salukis.
It's going to go against number 55. That's Kylie Richards.
And that will be, I believe, her first foul of the game. That'll be the third team foul. Yes, it is the first foul against Richards. Three fouls now against Red Hill, two against Casey. Now Casey with the basketball. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. 15-4 Warriors. Now they feed it down low to Eckerty, and that's going to be out of bounds, and that will go to the Salukis.
Casey able to penetrate that 2-3 zone that Red Hill's putting up. Red Hill going to need to switch something up here on defense, maybe go man-to-man, maybe spread it out a little more, maybe make Casey work for the ball.
So now they feed it down low to Richards as Red Hill adds the ball, and now that gets tipped away, and Hannah Murray is able to come up with it. Now they get a joins this time, fakes the three. Now left side, here's Hobbs with a three, no good, fight for the rebound. And finally, they're going to tie him up here. That's a jump ball, and Red Hill will get the basketball.
Yeah, that all started. Richards had the ball there under the basket, lost control a little bit. It got kicked out to Hannah Murray, and a little missed shot and tussle, and Katie Moore just dove in for the ball there.
Joins is going to shoot it from just outside the baseline, and it rims in. Joins now with 4 points in the game, and it's 15-6 in favor of Casey. Now here's Warner with the basketball top of the key. 1:36 to go here in the first quarter. Casey with the ball, now left side. They feed it. Now they go down low here. Back to Morgan in the left wing. She's going to shoot it. A floater, no good, and rebounded by Sarah Joins.
Joins, one of the taller girls out there, really getting a matchup against a girl like Christy Taylor out there.
Richards misses that one. That was an air ball, and that's rebounded by Eckerty of Casey. Warriors now in transition. Warner has it top of the key. They feed it down low, and that is a basket right there. And that was Mackenzie Morgan with that shot. Check that. That's actually Jalen Riggleman.
Wide open underneath the basket. Can't leave him down there. You got to know where all your offensive players are.
And Murray takes it from the free throw line. No good. That ball goes out of bounds, and that will go to the Casey Westfield Warriors. And we have a sub coming in for Red Hill. It's Caitlin Bowersock, and she will replace Kylie Richards. 17-6 is your score. 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Now Warner with the basketball crossing half court for Casey.
Looks like she might just dribble it out, waste some time out here near the timeline. Casey Westfield going to be running some clock.
Yeah, there's no shot clock. You can do that. But here's a shot, though, by Riggleman. That's off, and that goes over the board, and that's going to be a turnover, and Red Hill gets the ball back.
Yeah, that's something I never understood. The ball bounces off the back of the board. I mean, if you can still get the rebound, I think he should still be able to play it.
So now Red Hill with the ball. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here's Bowersock with it. Feeds it over to Murray. Now left side, Katie Moore. Here's a three by Madison Hobbs from the left wing. That is short. Fight for the rebound, and Katie Moore comes up with it. Now Moore right wing. Now here's Hannah Murray with it. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a three from the top of the key. That's going to be way short, and that is going to end the first quarter. On the Port Blundy scoreboard, one quarter in the books. It's Casey 17 and Red Hill 6. We'll be back with the second quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to the Red Hill Lady Salukis on The Legend.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza, Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you. As we get set to start the second quarter here with Ryan Seed, I'm Adam Reinhart. We have a Port Blondie scoreboard update from the Lawrenceville game. It's Marshall 14, Lawrenceville 7 after one quarter. So we start the second quarter here in Casey. Warriors have the basketball here. Here's Mariah Warner. Now here's Riggleman with it. Left side, here's Eckerty. Eckerty, now left side. Over to Morgan, now back to Eckerty. Now they feed it down low this time. Now left side, here's a shot by Morgan. No good. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to go to Red Hill.
Yeah, Joins going up for the rebound there, and then Warner quickly diving in there and getting the foul going over the back.
So that will actually be the third foul against Warner. So three fouls already for her.
Getting into a little foul trouble here in the first quarter.
Yep. So now Red Hill with the basketballs. We have just started the second quarter. Here's Murray with it. Now right side, Katie Moore. Joins with it in the right wing this time. Hannah Murray again. They feed it down low to Richards. Richards loses it. Fight for it. And it's going to be saved by Joins. Joins still being triple-teamed, though. And we got a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to keep it with the Salukis.
Kind of a long wait there for a jump ball call. I mean, usually they call it pretty quick right off the bat.
Yeah. But it does stay with the Salukis as Joins will get set to inbound. There's the signal, and Joins inbounds it to Katie Moore in the right wing. Katie Moore with it. Now here's Hannah Murray shooting it from just outside the baseline. In and out, no good. Rebound by Richards. That's off as well. Fight for it. Richards loses it, but now Murray comes up with it, shoots it, no good. Fight for the rebound, and finally Morgan comes up with it for Casey. And we got a whistle immediately.
There's a ref timeout as
yep.
Morgan lost her shoe there on that play.
Yep.
Ran out of her shoe. I've had that happen to me once, but that was a long time ago.
I've been told to tie my shoe during basketball games in the past.
Hey, you got
in fact, it actually happened at Bridgeport Grade School.
You got to watch them lines down there. They'll trip you up pretty easily.
That's true. Casey with the ball, 17-6 lead for the Warriors. 6:50 to play here in the first quarter. Morgan gives it over to Eckerty. Now back to Morgan here, being guarded by Murray. Now back to Morgan, top of the key. Here's Eckerty in the right wing. Murray almost had the steal there, but now here's Beasley shooting it. That is no good. And now back to Casey. That's off as well. Fight for it again, and now Red Hill comes up with it, and we got a whistle. And it looks like it's going to be a foul against Casey.
Yeah, Joins had the rebound there and just caught in traffic. I mean, bodies all over the place. And that foul is going to be picked up there by Riggleman.
And so that'll be her first foul of the game, the fourth foul against Casey. Three fouls so far in the quarter for Red Hill. And now they have the basketball. Joins in the right wing, gives it out to Murray.
Casey,
now here's Bowersock taking a shot, and that's in and out and rebounded by Casey. That was Riggleman with that rebound. And they feed it down low already to Morgan. And they slow things down here. Here's Riggleman, left side, and that's stolen away by Hannah Murray.
Murray saw that pass coming from a mile away, stepped in, intercepted it, and going the other way now.
They feed it down low to Richards, down right side, Joins, back to Murray. Under 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Now left side, here's Katie Moore, and that's going to be tipped away by Beasley, but Red Hill's going to keep it. Beasley with a good tip right there, but she's unable to come up with the steal.
Casey getting some solid man-to-man defense in here. They're switching, it seems like, every other possession, man-to-man to a little bit of zone or a zone man.
Now Katie Moore with the basketball, and that gets blocked away and stolen by, but now Hannah Murray almost comes up with it, and she does get the steal right back. Now down low to Katie Moore. She misses that shot. Rebound by Murray, and she's fouled shooting, and that will send her to the free throw line.
That foul is going to go against number 5, Elizabeth Eckerty. I believe that's her first foul as well.
Yes, and that's the 15th foul against Casey in this half. Three fouls against Red Hill so far, and Hannah Murray goes to the free throw line. Murray looking for her first point of the night. Free throw is up, and it is no good.
Just off the rim. I mean, it's kind of hard to shoot free throws out there. I mean, you got so many people watching you. I mean, you got to pick a point on the back of the rim and just kind of aim for that.
Eva Richardson coming into the game for Casey. She's a sub. And now Murray at the line for a second free throw. It is up, and it is no good. And we got a whistle. And it looks like we got a
lane violation.
Lane violation.
So we're going to have another free throw here by Murray.
How about that? So Hannah Murray misses the first two free throws, but will get a third one after that lane violation. 5:37 to go here in the second quarter, 17-6 Casey. Here is Murray with the free throw. It's up, and it is good. Murray now with her first point of the game, and it's 17-7.
Third time's a charm.
Now Richardson crossing half court for the Warriors. Gets it out this time to Eckerty. Now left side. Here's a shot by Morgan. It's no good. Joins with the rebound. And now the Salukis can clear it out. Now here's Hannah Murray with the basketball crossing half court. Now Bowersock with it in the right wing. Over to Joins. Now Murray with it at the baseline. Now left side. Here's Bowersock feeding it down low to Joins. But that is lost and stolen away. And now Murray almost comes up with that win, but Casey gets the ball back, and now Morgan has it. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. It's 17-7 Warriors.
Nice defense here by both teams. Murray getting all over the place trying to block the ball from getting passed up.
And now Beasley gets it out to Eckerty. Now back to Beasley. Back to Eckerty, top of the key. Now left side. Here's a shot from the left wing by Casey. That's no good. Tipped away, and that's going to stay with the Warriors. And it looks like we're going to see a timeout called by Casey. So on the Port Blondie scoreboard, 4:42 to go here in the second quarter. It's Casey 17 and Red Hill 7. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Safe Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Happy holidays from everyone at Casey State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
17-7 Casey as the Warriors still have the basketball and will inbound from underneath the Red Hill basket. Now here's Riggleman inbounding. This time here's Morgan with it in the right wing. Being challenged there, dumps it down low back to Riggleman. Now Morgan again in the right wing. Morgan gets past Bowersock there, but we got a whistle, and it looks like it's going to be a foul against Bowersock.
Yeah, moving block there, and she's going to pick up her first, I believe, as well.
Yes, and the fourth against Red Hill.
Not a lot of foul problems here, except for one player for Casey.
And they feed it down low this time to Riggleman in the paint. Now left side, here's Eckerty. Now Beasley in the paint at the baseline, shooting it and getting it.
Nice shot under pressure there from about 8 foot out.
Beasley now with 4 points in the game, and it's 19-7. Katie Moore in the right wing for Red Hill. Now this time Hannah Murray dumping it down to Joins. Now top of the key. Here's a shot, and that's going to be in and out. Bowersock misses that one, and Red Hill's unable to save it, and that will go back to the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep putting up shots here. Hopefully they'll fall sooner or later. Just Lady Saluki's not having much luck here right now.
4 minutes to go here in the half. It's Casey 19, Red Hill 7. And now Casey with the basketball. Here's Richardson, top of the key. Now Eckerty. Now here's a shot by Beasley from the baseline, and it's good. Beasley now with 6 points in the contest, and it's 21-7 in favor of Casey. Now Katie Moore, right wing for the Salukis. Madison Hobbs in the right wing. Now here's Murray from the baseline. Bowersock over to Katie Moore. And that's tipped away, and that's going to be stolen away by Beasley. Casey now on the fast break, 2-on-1. Here's Beasley laying it in. Beasley now with 8 points in the contest, and it's 23-7, Casey.
Red Hill needs to get something going here, trying to penetrate the lane a little bit more.
Now that's lost away by Red Hill, and that's going to be stolen by Elizabeth Eckerty. And now Eckerty struggling to get it out. And finally they get it out, and here's Morgan with the basketball being guarded by Katie Moore. That's tipped away by Moore, but it will stay with Casey.
Casey getting really good defense against with their 2-3 zone, really shutting Red Hill down, not letting them get in the lane, really spreading them out, making them get a good shot, but they're forcing them to take the outside shot.
Calista Taylor's now in the game for Eva Richardson for Casey. Now the Warriors with the basketball on the left wing. Here's Eckerty driving down low. That got blocked away by Joints, but that's going to stay with the Warriors.
Eckerty going baseline. I mean, they're going to give it to her, so you might as well take it.
Yep. So now Eckerty will inbound from underneath the Red Hill basket. That gets tipped away. Back to Eckerty. Now here's a shot by Morgan. That's no good. That goes out of bounds, and that will go to the Salukis. We're already starting to see a lot more scoring than we did in the JV game. That was a game where Casey really took control in the first quarter, but then things really started to stall. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Madison Hobbs feeding it down low, and that's stolen away. That was Calista Taylor with that steal, and now the Warriors with the ball again. Another Red Hill turnover.
Yeah, they keep running it to the right there. I mean, you kind of need to switch things up, throw Casey's defense off a little bit, switch plays up a little bit, and change your look.
Now they have it. Here's Beasley getting out to Morgan, who's going to shoot it from the baseline. No good. Rebound down low by Taylor. That's off as well. And now fight for the rebound, and they're going to call a travel against Casey.
Got close there. Ref could have called a foul, but instead it looked like a travel was first.
And Eva Richardson's going to come back into the game. This time she'll replace Lindsey Beasley. 23-7 is your score. Casey on top, 2:15 to go here until halftime.
Casey still in their 2-3 zone.
Yep. Now right side, here's Madison Moore with it. Now top of the key. Now left side, Katie Moore. Top of the key, Bowersock. Back to Katie Moore. Now here's Bowersock again, driving past the baseline. Misses that one, but gets the foul and will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, that's what Red Hill needs to do a little bit more, drive the lane a little bit, really split the defenders and do some floater shots.
Bowersock looking for her first point of the game, and that foul is going to be on Mackenzie Morgan. That will be her first, and that's a 16 foul against Casey. In the meantime, here's Bowersock at the free throw line. First free throw up and no good. Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders here to handle all of your back and neck pain. And WTHI-TV in Terre Haute leading the way. Bowersock at the free throw line. Second free throw up and good. Bowersock now with her first point of the game, and it's 23-8 Casey.
That's what it's going to come down to, making free throws all game. Free throws are crucial.
Richardson lost it there for Casey, but does get it back. 1:50 to go here until halftime. Now they feed it down low this time. That goes underneath the legs of a player, but that is recovered by Casey. That shot is missed. Fight for the rebound. Now right side, here's Eckerty from the right wing. No good, and that's going to be rebounded by Bowersock. Now Salukis in transition with the ball. 1:30 to go here until halftime. Bowersock left wing. Gets it down low to Joins. Now top of the key, Murray. Now Murray again driving underneath the baseline. Feeds it down low to Joins. Can't get the basket but draws the foul and will go to the free throw line for 2 free throws.
Yeah, Casey really working that 2-3 zone. It's working for him, so why stop using it?
Joins with 4 points in the game. Here's her first free throw. It's up, and it is good. Make that 5 points now for Joints. That foul was on Calista Taylor of Casey. That'll be her first foul.
One thing I know, Joints, she's always working in the offseason, always working on her free throws. So, I mean, it's kind of tough whenever she misses a shot.
Second one is short and rebounded by Casey. So now Morgan with the basketball crossing half court. Now Eckerty. Now right side, here's Taylor. Back to Eckerty in the right wing. Now Richardson, left wing, top of the key, Morgan. Now back to Morgan, top of the key. Here's Richardson taking a shot. That's going to be a 2, and that's off. And Eckerty comes up with the rebound, but steps out of bounds, and that's going to be Red Hill ball.
Yeah, Richardson with that shot just inside the 3-point line, and then rebound careens away and just slides on the out-of-bounds line. So, I mean, you got to watch those lines.
There you go. Now here's Hannah Murray with the basketball at the baseline. Now top of the key, Katie Moore. Bowersock now with it, feeding it down low. Now Bowersock again, driving into the paint, shooting it, and no good, and rebounded by Riggleman.
You just got to keep throwing them up. Sooner or later, they're going to have to fall.
33 seconds to go here until halftime. Now Casey with the basketball. Here's Morgan with it. Now back to Richardson. Now right side. Here's Riggleman. And Riggleman tried to shoot it there, and she was pushed, and that will be a foul against Red Hill. And that will be against Sarah Joins. That'll be...
should be her first, team's fifth.
And it is, yep. So Casey inbounds underneath the basket. Here's Taylor coming up with that. Now top of the key, Richardson. 18 seconds to go here until halftime. Richardson top of the key. Now this time Morgan driving into the paint, missing the layup there, and a fight for the rebound. And Taylor comes up with it for Casey. 8 seconds to go until halftime. Morgan with it in the left wing. 5 seconds. Now Richardson top of the key. 3 seconds. Now right side, top of the key, Richardson. She misses that shot. That's an air ball, and that will do it for the first half. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, after one half of play, it's Casey 23 and Red Hill 9. We'll be back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report after this three-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Ambrose Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrell Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Varner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
And it's time for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report here on the Port Blondie scoreboard here in Casey. At the half, it's the Warriors 23 and the Red Hill Lady Salukis 9. With Ryan Seed, I am Adam Reinhardt, and let's take a look at the scoring for Red Hill and for Casey. We'll start with the Salukis. Sarah Joins right now leading all scores for Red Hill with 5 points. Kylie Richards has 2, and Hannah Murray and Caitlin Bowersock both have 1. For the Casey Westfield Lady Warriors, it's Lindsay Beasley leading all scores with 8 points. Mariah Warner has 6. Mackenzie Morgan has 3. Jalen Riggleman has 4. And Callista Taylor has 2. And also we have a scoreboard update on the Port Blondie scoreboard. It's Marshall leading Lawrenceville 25-15 at the half.
Yeah, and at the end of the first quarter for that game, it was 14-7. So, I mean, Lady Indians really putting in some work to try and make a comeback there.
So a pretty interesting first half. Of course, Casey pretty much taking control. And, you know, Red Hill had a lot of trouble getting those layups, too.
Yeah, Red Hill having a lot of trouble against that 2-3 zone. Casey started out in the man-to-man defense. So, and Red Hill, they were kind of breaking that up a little bit, getting inside. But once Casey switched to that 2-3 zone, that Red Hill just wasn't able to work it inside. They're being forced to shoot the outside shot, and I don't see them being that used to doing that. At the end of the first quarter, it was 17-6 and 23-9 now at the half, as you said. And, still a lot of basketball left to play, so anything could happen. Down by 23-9, so, I mean, anything could happen. A lot of time left to go. A lot of basketball yet to be played.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Of course, the next game for the Red Hill Lady Salukis will be December 11th. That'll be at home against the Newton Eagles. And for Casey, they will head to Paris for their next game. That'll also be December 11th. And so that will be in 4 days. That will be on Monday, December 11th. And the next Red Hill girls game you can listen to here on The Legend will be on January 4th. That'll be a Thursday night. That'll be a home game against the Paris Tigers. So Thursday, January 4th, you can listen to the Red Hill Lady Salukis right here on The Legend. And, of course, we'd like to remind our listeners that you can also listen to Arvin Hawkins every weekday morning on Light 103. So be sure to check that out over on our sister station, Light 103, 103.1 FM. We will take another two-minute break, and we'll be back with a preview of tomorrow's boys action as Red Hill will take on Olney in Bridgeport. This is the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report, let's go ahead and talk about the boys' action that's going to take place tomorrow night. The Red Hill boys will be at home against the Olney Tigers, and that'll be a rematch of one of the games we saw at the Capital Classic, Ryan.
Yeah, that'll be a tough matchup. Olney Tigers basketball, they are getting tougher and tougher as they go along. They've actually this year have gotten some height from last year. Last year they didn't really break over 6 foot in height. But this year they got a couple of six-footers, 6'2", 6'3". And, I mean, against Red Hill, Red Hill's got solid offense. They get up and down the court really fast, good defense, physical. But I see it being a really good game, high scoring. It'll be one to really come out and see and check out.
And, of course, Olney's 1-5 overall and 0-1 in the conference. But their only win was at the Capital Classic against the Salukis. And as you say, they've got a lot of talent. They've got They've got Caleb Foster, Sutton Dunn, Dakota Brown.
And one of the guys to look out for, Caleb Foster, he really gets down in the in there. He's not afraid to shoot the threes. Sutton Dunn, he's one of their taller guys. He can hit the outside shot as well. And one other guy I'm forgetting to mention, I can't think of his name right now, but if he gets open, he's not afraid to hit the three ball either.
This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. We'll be back in 1 minute for the second half of Red Hill Girls against Casey. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too.
Time to start the second half with Ryan Seed. I'm Adam Reinhardt as Casey has the basketball to start the second half of play. Now left side, here's Morgan with the basketball, feeding it down low, and that is lost by Eckerty, but gets it right back. Now here's Warner taking a shot from the baseline, no good, and Hannah Murray comes up with the rebound. Now a fast break, 2-on-1 over to Megan Tennis. That got deflected right there, and that's going to be rebounded by Casey. Now left side, here's Morgan in transition. Feeds it down low to Riggleman, and she gets the basket.
Nice quick fast break going coast to coast. Feeds it up, and nice little quick lay-in.
Riggleman now with 6 points in the contest. Joins thought about that one. Now over to Hannah Murray this time. Hannah Murray, top of the key, getting a screen there from Tennis. Now right side, that's going to be tipped away and stolen by Casey. Eckerty with the steal, feeds it down low to Warner, and Warner gets 2 points. Warner now with 8 points in the contest, and it's 27-9, Casey. So now Hannah Murray crossing half court with it, feeds it over to Joints. Joints being double-teamed, now out to Hobbs. Now at top of the key, here's Tennis. Left side, here's Joints again, being double-teamed, gets it out this time. Now they feed it down low to Richards. Richards being guarded by three defenders and getting it over those three defenders.
Richard putting it hard to the floor and going up strong.
Richards now with 4 points in the contest, and it's 27-11. 6:27 to go here in the third quarter. Riggleman with the basketball over to Eckerty.
Red Hill still in their 2-3 zone, trying to spread them out a little bit more.
Now here's Morgan in the right wing, stalling with it, and now over to Warner. Warner at the top of the key, being guarded by Murray. 6:10 to go here in the third quarter. Now this time feeds it over right side. Here's Morgan. Back to Warner, top of the key. Left side, Eckerty. Back to Warner. Now right side, here's Morgan with it, being guarded by Kylie Richards. Getting it out this time to Riggleman. That shot is no good. That goes out of bounds, and that was tipped. And that will stay with the Casey Westfield Warriors. So now they inbound underneath the Red Hill basket. They wait. They feed it down low this time, and that is tipped off a Casey player, and that's a turnover. Eckerty could not hold on to it, and that's going to go to the Salukis.
Yeah, I think the call there, Eckerty was still standing out of bounds as the ball was coming back, and then as she was jumping over, she got a hold of the ball, and can't really do that. You can't just, as you're jumping back in, grab the ball. It's kind of like the tip-off. If you're the person tipping the ball off, you can't go after the ball if it's just right there.
Calista Taylor comes into the game. She will replace Jalen Riggleman now as Red Hill has the basketball, joins, dumping it out right side to Madison Hobbs. Now Hobbs being guarded there, double-teamed, and that's going to be a steal by Casey. Now they feed it down low this time. Here's Warner getting the basket and the foul. Warner now with 10 points in the contest, and she'll go to the free throw line. So that foul is going to be, let's see. They haven't updated it yet. But in the meantime, Warner is going to go to the free throw line. And Katie Moore is going to come into the game for Red Hill. And that foul is going to be against number 2, Megan Tennis. and that will be her second. Free throw on the way by Warner, and that's no good. And Kylie Richards with the rebound. 5:32 to go here in the third. Now Hannah Murray with the basketball. It's been a very quick game so far, and that's going to be tipped away, but Katie Moore is just going to let it go out of bounds, and that will stay with the Salukis.
Yeah, smart thinking there. There's no reason to touch it if you didn't touch it last, so great way to keep the ball.
Megan Tennis will inbound. That's tipped by a KZ player, and that will again stay with the Salukis. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, offering a wide range of services for residents in Lawrence County. Now Tennis will inbound again, this time Hannah Murray. 5:20 to go here. Now right side, here's Katie Moore. Back to Murray, top of the key. Now left side, Tennis. Tennis being double-teamed, and that's going to be tipped away and stolen by Casey. That was Warner with that steal. And now left side, here's Morgan. Back to Warner, top of the key. Now here's Eckerty feeding it down low to Beasley. Beasley not getting it, but drawing the foul, and she will go to the free throw line.
That foul is going to go against Kylie Richards. I believe that is her second, team's second of the half, too.
Yep. So two fouls so far in this half, and that will be, yes, the first foul, actually, against Richards. Here's the free throw, and that's good. And now Beasley with 9 points in the contest, and we got a couple of subs coming in. And Madison Hobbs now in the game for Red Hill. And so Beasley goes to the free throw line for her second free throw. Free throw by Beasley up and good. Beasley now with 10 points here in the contest, and it's 31-11, Casey.
Hits them both. Casey slowly pulling away with the 20-point lead, the biggest lead of the game.
Now right side, here's Madison Hobbs with it, trying to feed it down low to Joins. That's going to go out of bounds and another turnover.
Red Hill just trying to force some inside passes. You really got to keep the passes going. You got to work it outside a little bit to work your way in. You can't just force anything. You got to work your shots, work inside against the defense.
So now Casey with the basketball. Here's Warner with it, crossing half court. Warner slowing things down here.
Really pushing for one of the Red Hill girls to come out and guard her.
Now left side, Morgan being double-teamed. Back to Warner, top the key. Now Beasley being triple-teamed at the free throw line, and Morgan comes up with that lost ball. Now right side, here's Eckerty. Top of the key, here's Morgan. Left side, Morgan shooting it from the baseline, no good, and that's going to be rebounded by Madison Hobbs. So now Red Hill in transition. Here's Hannah Murray with the basketball. Now left side, Katie Moore. Richards couldn't hang on to that pass, and that's stolen away. Now they feed it down low to Morgan, and she's got the layup.
Another forced pass there. You can't really force anything inside, and that ended up with a coast-to-coast lay-in.
Morgan with 5 points in the contest, and a timeout is called by Tracy Gray. On the Port Blighty scoreboard, it's KZ 33 and Red Hill 11. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Sip It Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional shop for all of your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs. And Ford's Photography, the area's trusted name for senior portraits, family portraits, sports, and special event photography. That's Ford's Photography. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Sarah Joins with it right side. Now top of the key. Here's Murray. Now left side. Here's a shot. That's going to be deflected. And Casey with the rebound. 33-11 Casey. They feed it down low to Morgan, and she gets the layup.
Back-to-back layups there. She's got 4 easy points.
And 7 points on the night so far for Mackenzie Morgan. And it's 35-11. Now Hannah Murray with the basketball, top of the key. Now left side, Joins. Katie Moore, top of the key now. Feeds it down low to Hannah Murray. Now Katie Moore, left side. Sarah joins. Now here's a three from the left wing. That's off, and that's going to be rebounded by Morgan. Now they feed it down low to Warner. Here's a fast break, and there's the basket.
Casey Westfield really shutting Red Hill down. Red Hill not really knowing what to do to get inside of this Casey Westfield defense.
Mariah Warner now with 12 points in the contest and with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Another steal by Casey. Here's Warner with it again on the fast break. Shoots the layup and gets it.
Red Hill they're just kind of giving it to them. They're not really making good passes. They're not thinking. They're a little frustrated down there.
14 now for Warner. Red Hill feeds it down low to Kylie Richards. Shoots it and gets fouled by three Red Hill defenders there. We'll have to see who the foul's on. And that's going to be against Beasley. And that will send Richards to the free throw line. So we got another timeout, it looks like. On the Port Blaney scoreboard, 2:41 to go here in the third. It's KZ 39 and Red Hill 11. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Teas, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Tonight's Saluki game brought to you by Cunningham Young Funeral Home with three locations in Lawrence County to serve you. And Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital caring for our local people. Kylie Richards now at the free throw line for two free throws. It's 39-11 Casey. Richards trying to add some points here for the Saluki. She's got 4 points so far. First free throw up and no good.
Just off the front of the rim. This is where the free throws really count. You're down by 28, and you just got to make the free throws to get the good comeback coming.
Second free throw here by Richards. It's up and good. Richards now with 5 points in the contest as Caitlin Bowersock is in for Red Hill as they trail this one 39-12, and we got a sub coming in for Casey as well as Jalen Riggleman is now back in for the Warriors. 2:38 to go here in the third. Casey with the ball and a 27-point lead. Now left side, here's Mackenzie Morgan. Feeds it over to Eckerty, right wing. Now back to Morgan. She'll take a shot from the baseline. That's off. And Katie Moore comes up with the rebound. Now Red Hill in transition as Hannah Murray has the basketball. Now left side, here's Bowersock. Back to Murray, top of the key. Bowersock again. She's going to shoot it, and no good, and rebounded by Warner. So now Casey with the ball again. 2:08 to go here in the third. Here's Morgan, left wing. Feeds it over to Eckerty, right wing. Now top of the key, here's Warner. Now left side, Morgan again. Morgan feeding over to Eckerty. Now Morgan again, feeding it down low this time to Taylor. She shoots it, no good. Gets her own rebound and gets the basket.
Casey Westfield with some good quick ball movement there was able to break that 2-3 zone of Red Hill and really get it inside for a good shot.
Taylor now with 4 points in the contest as Madison Hobbs has it in the right wing. Now feeds it over to Murray. Top of the key, Bowersock. Left wing, Katie Moore. 1:35 to go here in the third. Katie Moore again, now left side, Madison Hobbs. Bowersock with it now at the baseline. Over to Murray, top of the key. Now right side, here's a shot by Katie Moore. That's going to be no good. And Casey's unable to control the rebound, and that's going to go back to the Salukis. A couple more subs coming in for Red Hill as number 14, Jenny Davidson, comes in, as does number 34,
Allie Johnson.
I take that back, number 14, Jaslyn Robinson, and number 34, Allie Johnson.
And for Casey Westfield, Eva Richardson checked in as well.
So top of the key now, left side, here's Hannah Murray. 1:13 to go here in the third. Murray top of the key. Now Katie Moore feeding it right side. Back to Murray. Now left side. Top the key again. Here's Robinson feeding it to Katie Moore. Now Hannah Murray with it. We're under a minute to go here in the third, and Murray's going to shoot that one and get fouled, and that will send Murray to the line for two free throws. So Hannah Murray so far is 1 point in the contest, and that will send her to the free throw line, and that foul is going to be against Mackenzie Morgan. First free throw up by Murray, and no good.
Just off the back of the rim.
Another sub coming in for Casey. It's number 33, Sidney Hall. And we have another Fort Blonde scoreboard update. Marshall leads Lawrenceville 35-25 at the end of three quarters. In the meantime, here's Murray at the free throw line. Second free throw up, and it is good. Hannah Murray now with 2 points in the contest, and it's 41-13 Casey. Warriors in transition now. Here's Richardson with the basketball. Now right side, Sidney Hall. Top of the key, Richardson again. Left side, Morgan. Back to Richardson. Back to Hall, right wing. Richardson again, top of the key. Now left side, Morgan. Back to Richardson. Feeds it down low to Taylor. Taylor being double-teamed there, but a foul's going to be called against Red Hill. Looked like a reach-in foul right there. And so Casey will keep the basketball. And that foul is going to be against Katie Moore. That'll be her second.
Checking back into the game was Kaitlin Bowersock.
So Casey will inbound. And this time Morgan with the basketball at the baseline. Here's a three by Taylor from the right wing. That's off. And Red Hill Murray comes up with the rebound. Now Hannah Murray feeds it over to Katie Moore on a fast break, and she gets the layup.
Hannah Murray gets that rebound with her quickness, gets up the floor coast to coast, feeds it down to Hannah Murray, and nice little free throw.
Katie Moore now with 2 points in the contest. Now Richardson, top of the key at the baseline. 10 seconds to go in the third. They feed it down low this time, and Riggleman gets fouled on the way to the basket, and that will send her to the free throw line.
Foul's going to go against Red Hill's number 34, Allie Johnson, her first, team's fourth.
So far, four fouls in this half for Red Hill, and only two for Casey. In the meantime, Jalen Riggleman at the free throw line. Her first free throw is up and good. Riggleman now has 7 points in the contest. Tonight's game brought to you by Rutgers Candy. Take time for family and prayer and always give praise. And the Port Blonde is the place to eat for a great meal or just a treat. Second free throw is missed, but the rebound there by Casey. That's off and rebounded by Hannah Murray. 3 seconds to go here. Here's Murray shooting it. That gets blocked away. And that was Taylor, I believe, on that block. And that's going to wrap up the third quarter. On the Port Blonde scoreboard after three quarters, it's Casey 42 and Red Hill 15. Fourth quarter coming your way after this one-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. They offer a special kids menu with kids 5 and under eating for free. Each child that dines in for the month of October will receive a free dish of ice cream after their meal. At the Port and Blondies, let them show you why they are the place to be.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Varner Service Center, offering all the automotive services that your vehicle needs. And Jay's Hilltop Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily, and dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. We start the fourth quarter. It's Casey 42 and Red Hill 15 as they inbound the ball. Salukis now with the basketball. Here's Hannah Murray over to Bowersock. Now left side, Hannah Murray again. Now top of the key, here's Hobbs. Now right side. This time, Katie Moore with the basketball, feeding it down low, and that's stolen again by the Warriors. Now they feed it to Warner this time. She can't come up with it, and that's going to be a turnover as that ball goes out of bounds.
Tipped off of Warner as she was going for the ball. Joins was coming down the floor, had no idea where the ball was coming from, and luckily went off the Warner and went out of bounds, and it will stay Saluki basketball.
7:35 to play in the game now. Red Hill with the ball. Here's Bowersock. She draws the blocking foul, and that will send her to the line for two free throws. And that foul is going to be against Lindsay Beasley of Casey. And that will send Bowersock to the free throw line. That will be the second foul on Beasley. In the meantime, here's Bowersock at the free throw line. First free throw up and no good. Another sub coming in. It's going to be Madison Hobbs coming in for Red Hill. And she will replace Katie Moore.
game like this, you need your free throws. You got to hit them. Can't have any misses.
Second free throw by Bowersock, also missed and rebounded by Riggleman. Now Casey in transition. Here's Richardson at the baseline. Now left side, here's Warner. Now back to Richardson at the baseline. Now they give it to Sidney Hall. Now top of the key, Richardson. Warner feeds it down low to Riggleman. Riggleman, that gets blocked. And a fight for the rebound, and Red Hill comes up with it, and they almost lost it there. Still a fight for the rebound, and this time Red Hill with it. But that's going to be lost immediately by Bowersock, and that will go right back to the Warriors.
There's that line again. It tripped her up, and she just fell right out of bounds.
And we're going to have another sub coming in for Casey. That'll be Elizabeth Eckerty. She's actually a starter as she comes back into the game. And Mariah Warner will inbound for Casey as they have a 27-point lead here with 7 minutes to go in the game. Now Richardson feeds it back to Warner. Now down low Eckerty, and that's going to be a blocking foul. And that foul is going to be against Allie Johnson.
It's going to be her second on the night.
So Eckerty will inbound from underneath the Red Hill basket. 42-15, Casey is your score. There's the inbound. And now Warner with the basketball. Goes out to the baseline and now gives it to Richardson. Now Hall with the basketball back to Richardson. Feeds it down to Beasley, and that's going to be a travel on Beasley.
Yeah, she moved her feet before she went to the basket. She was eyeing that shot but didn't put it on the floor first.
6:45 to go here in the game. Red Hill now with the basketball. Here's Hannah Murray, top of the key. Now over to Allie Johnson. Back to Murray at the baseline. Now left side. Here's Allie Johnson with it. Gets it out to Bowersock. Now here's Hannah Murray with it again at the free throw line. Here's a shot there by Allie Johnson. That's going to be missed and rebounded by Beasley. Now Casey in transition. Now here's Beasley with the basketball being guarded by Bowersock. Gets it out this time. Here's a shot by Warner, and that's good.
Long two ball from just inside the arc line.
Warner currently leading all scorers with 16 points, and it's 44-15 in favor of Casey. Bowersock now left side. Here's Hannah Murray. Murray's going to feed it to the right side. Here's Bowersock again in the right wing. Being double-teamed. Now Allie Johnson feeds it down low. Here's a shot by Murray. That's going to be off and rebounded by Beasley.
Murray trying to answer back there, but just not able to get a fall.
And we got a travel, though, immediately against Eva Richardson. And that will give Red Hill back the basketballs. Katie Moore comes back into the game, and she will replace Allie Johnson.
Hannah Murray there caused the turnover. And, I mean, it was smart thinking by her trying to go after the ball and causing Casey to travel.
So now here's Bowersock over left side. Here's Hannah Murray shooting it from the free throw line. That's no good, and rebounded by Casey. 5:38 to play here in the game. Casey now with the basketball. Here's Lindsey Beasley. Now Eva Richardson just past half court. Now left side Warner back to Richardson. Now right side Eckerty back to Richardson. Now they feed it down low to Beasley. Beasley feeding it at the baseline. Here's a shot by Eckerty. That's no good. Rebounded by Beasley. No good again, and a fight for the rebound again. And that's going to be a tie-up, and it will stay with the Warriors.
Murray, she's all over the court tonight. She's been fighting for the ball nonstop. She sees it on the floor. She's going after it.
So 44-15 with 5:15 to go here in the game. Casey will inbound from underneath the basket. Now right side, here's Warner shooting it and getting it.
Nothing but the bottom of the net there for Warner.
18 points now for Mariah Warner. She's currently leading all Casey scores. 5:02 to go here in the game. Katie Moore with the basketball. Red Hill trails 46-15. Now Murray's going to shoot it and get it.
Murray answers back with a nice elbow shot there. Nothing but the net.
She's got 4 points so far in the game, and it's 46-17 now. Richardson now top the key. Gives it out to Eckerty. Back to Richardson. Now Warner with it, feeding it down low. Here's the shot. No good by Sidney Hall, and that's rebounded by Richardson. Now right side again, Eckerty, feeding it down low to Beasley, shooting it over the defender, no good. And this time here's a shot from the left wing by Casey. That's off, and it fight for the rebound, and Madison Hobbs gets it. Feeds it down low to Katie Moore, who's wide open but can't hold on to that pass. And now Casey with the basketball again.
Nice thinking there by Hobbs. Moore was wide open underneath their basket, just pass led a little too long and was unable to go get it.
So now Beasley with the basketball, and now left side Warner. Now top of the key, Accurdy. Back to Warner. She's going to shoot it from just inside the three-point line. No good. And rebounded by Hannah Murray. And now we got a foul called immediately against Eva Richardson. So 46-17 is your score. Casey on top with 3:58 to go here in the game.
First foul on Richardson, fourth team foul.
Tonight's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, your community, your bank, and Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years.
Checking into the game there, too, was Jaslyn Robinson. She came in for Madison Hobbs.
So now Katie Moore, right wing, over to Robinson. Now Hannah Murray with the basketball. Left side, Katie Moore. Dower sock, top of the key here. And that's going to be tipped away and stolen by the Warriors. Here's Morgan with the basketball, driving it, getting the basket and the foul.
Morgan has a chance there at an old-fashioned three-point play as Moore picks up the foul.
Mackenzie Morgan now with 9 points in the contest, and she will have a chance to get her 10th point of the night. So now five fouls in the second half against Red Hill and four against Casey. We're not in the bonus yet, and we got another sub coming in. It's going to be Molly Glidewell coming in for the Warriors, and she will replace Sydney Hall.
It's 16 fouls against Red Hill. Katie Moore picks up her third.
Here's the free throw up by Morgan, and good. She's got 10 points so far in the contest.
Successful old-fashioned three-point play.
Yep. Three Casey scores so far in double figures. Red Hill now with the basketball. Katie Moore, and that's going to be tipped away by Morgan, but Murray gets it back for Red Hill.
Will we see a double-double tonight? Who knows?
Who knows? But in the meantime, Kylie Richards is going to go to the free throw line. She got fouled, and that foul is going to go against Calista Taylor of Casey. And so down 49-17, Richards will go to the free throw line for the Salukis.
Just under 3.5 here, and we're seeing a little bit more physical basketball than we've seen all night.
That's true. Here's Richards, her first free throw up and no good. Calista Taylor having a conversation with head coach Jerome Williams. She just picked up the foul there. That was her second. Kylie Richards now at the free throw line. Second free throw up and good. Richards now with 6 points in the contest. 49-18 is your score. Casey now with the basketball. Here's Richardson crossing half court, being guarded by Katie Moore. That was tipped by Moore right there.
Red Hill switching up looks for the first time tonight, going man-to-man.
Moore putting some pressure there. Casey's able to get it out, and a jump ball is called, and that's going to go to the Salukis.
Rest quickly getting in on that jump ball really fast. I mean, elbows were starting to get thrown. I mean, everybody was getting in on the floor.
So now Red Hill with the basketball as Caitlin Bowersock will inbound for Red Hill. Now Hannah Murray with the basketball. 3:10 to go here in the game. Now right side Bowersock in the right wing, Jenny Dave. And now Robinson with the basketball picking up for Red Hill. And she loses that ball down low, and a travel is called, and that is going to go back to Red Hill. That was Casey getting the steal, but a travel is called.
Just before that, Calista Taylor, she hit the floor pretty hard, and I mean, ref trying to check her out there, gonna get a sub in, make sure she's all right.
And we've got two subs coming into the game for Casey. It'll be Sydney Hall and Lindsay Beasley. And Kayla Carter is also coming out of the game for Casey. 2:56 to go here in the game. Warriors lead this one 49-18 as Caitlin Bowersock will inbound from underneath the basket. And now feeds it down low to Robinson, and we got a foul called as Robinson was shooting right there. And that will send Robinson to the free throw line. And that foul looked like was going to be against Sydney Hall. And that will be... Actually, it looks like it's on Lindsay Beasley. First free throw up and no good. That'll be the third foul on Beasley. And the 16th foul against Casey. In the meantime, Jaslyn Robinson at the free throw line. Second free throw up and good. Robinson now with her first point of the night. And it's 49-19. 2:53 to go here in the basketball game. Casey with the ball. And that was tipped away by Murray, but that's going to be a foul.
It's going to be bonus here now for Casey Westfield. That is Red Hill's 17th foul and Murray's first.
So the rest of the game will be at least one free throw for each foul against Red Hill. In the meantime, Mackenzie Morgan going to the free throw line for KZ Westfield. Morgan so far with 10 points in the contest. First free throw up and no good. Richards can't get the rebound. And we got a fight for the rebound still, and a travel is going to be called, and that's going to go to the Salukis. Looked like Richards took a bit of a hit there on that fight for the rebound. And so Bowersock will inbound for Red Hill as they trail by 30 with 2:46 to go here in the game. Hannah Murray now with the basketball over to Katie Moore. Now back to Murray, top of the key. Now left side Bowersock. Now this time Robinson back to Hannah Murray. Now Katie Moore, top of the key, right side Bowersock. Now Robinson feeding it down low to Richards. Richards being triple-teamed, gets it out to Murray, who's going to shoot it. No good. And that rebound is by Mackenzie Morgan of Casey. Now they feed it down low to Beasley on the fast break. Beasley's going to shoot it. No good. And Katie Moore with the rebound. And that's going to be a foul right there against Casey. And it looks like it's going to be on Molly Glidewell.
That'll be the team's seventh foul. So it looks like we're going to go to the other end and shoot some bonus shots.
And so Katie Moore will go to the free throw line here with 2:16 to go here in the basketball game as KZ leads Red Hill 49-19. Want to remind our listeners that coming up after this game, you can listen to the postgame show and get our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Ambrose Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. And, of course, tomorrow night we will have the Salukis boys team and the Alney Tigers. That'll be at about 7:30 tomorrow evening. Here's the shot by Katie Moore, no good. And the rebound by the Salukis. Robinson comes up with that rebound. 2:12 to go in the game. Murray's going to shoot it from the baseline. No good. And rebounded by Hall. Now Casey in transition with the basketball. 2:02 to go here in the game. Richardson now with the basketball being double-teamed. Gets it out to Eckerty. Now this time Beasley with the basketball. Feeds it down low to Eckerty. Eckerty shoots it and gets the layup. Eckerty with her first 2 points of the night, and it's 51-19. Now right side, Katie Moore, top the key. Here's Hannah Murray. Now left side, Bowersock. Now Hannah Murray with the basketball. Feeds it down low to Richards. Richards being triple-teamed and loses it, and that's stolen away by the Warriors. But right away, Robinson gets that steal, misses that shot, and rebounded by Sydney Hall. But we got a whistle here.
Looks like Eckerty may have gotten chopped in the throat there. She's kind of choking up. Ref's going to call the subs in. That is number 40, Kayla Carter.
Kayla Carter, yep.
She's going to come in for Beasley.
Kenna Duncan's also going to come into the game for Red Hill.
Going to take the place of Kylie Richards.
And so 1:26 to go here in the basketball game. It's 51-19 in favor of Casey.
Ref still checking on Eckerty down there, making sure she's all right before play resumes.
And play resumes as they inbound, and now Elizabeth Eckerty has the basketball for Casey. 1:20 to go here in the game. Now left side, they feed it down low to Eckerty. Eckerty runs out. Now here's the shot right there, and that's good, and that's Kayla Carter getting that basket for the Warriors. Carter now with her first 2 points of the game. 1:05 to go here. It's 53-19. Now right side, here's Robinson with the basketball. Now Hannah Murray feeding it down low, and that's stolen away. And a fight for the basketball, and that's going to be tied up. And the possession arrow will favor the KZ Westfield Warriors. 53.5 seconds to go here in the game, and it looks like the Warriors will pick up the victory here. They will improve to 2-0 here in the conference. In the meantime, Warriors have the basketball, and Eckerty gets fouled on the way to the basket, and that will send her to the free throw line.
Obvious foul there. Eckerty was driving the lane. Bowersock went up to block the shot, and she's going to pick up the foul.
And so that will send Eckerty to the free throw line. Casey, assuming they win this game, will improve to 5-3 overall and 2-0 in the LIC. Red Hill will drop to 0-3 in the Little Illini Conference. In the meantime, here's the free throw by Eckerty. First free throw up and no good. So far, three KZ players in double figures. Mariah Warner has 18 points, and Mackenzie Morgan has 10, and Lindsay Beasley also has 10. Eckerty with her second free throw, it's up, and that's no good too, but Richardson with the rebound. That shot is no good. Fight for the ball again, and that's a jump ball, and this time the possession arrow will favor the Salukis.
again, a lot of bodies getting in on those rebounds. Red Hill always fighting for those jump balls.
39 seconds to go here in the game as Hannah Murray crosses half court. Katie Moore, now Robinson, right wing. Murray again at the baseline. Now left side, here's a shot by Katie Moore. That's off, and that will be rebounded by Eckerty. 25 seconds to go here in the game. And if KZ wants, they can just run out the rest of the clock. But that pass is tipped away, but Eckerty is able to come up with it. 15 seconds to go here in the game. Glidewell with it. Now Richardson with the basketball. 10 seconds to go here. Kayla Carter with it. Down to 6 seconds here. And it looks like Casey's just going to pass the ball around and dribble out the clock. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the ball game. So on the Port Pilani scoreboard, your final score, it's the KZ Warriors 53 and the Red Hill Lady Salukis 19 as KZ improves to 5-3 overall and 2-0 in the LIC. Red Hill will fall to 0-3 in the Little Illini Conference. And we will be back with our postgame show and give you our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and our Embraer Federal Credit Union sub of the game. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Ambrol Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrol Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrol Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrol Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Once again, here on the Port Pilani scoreboard, it's KZ 53 and Red Hill 19. And we're joined now for the postgame show with Ryan Seed. I'm Adam Reinhart, and we do have a Port Pilani scoreboard update. The final score from the Lawrenceville-Marshall game, it was the Marshall Lions getting the victory over Lawrenceville. Final score of that game, 54-45. So in the meantime, let's take a look at the scores for the Salukis and the KZ Westfield Warriors. Leading scorer for Red Hill was Kylie Richards. She finished the game with 6 points. Sarah Joynes had 5 points in the game. Hannah Murray with 4. Katie Moore with 2. And Caitlin Bowersock and Jaslyn Robinson with 1 point each. For the KZ Westfield Warriors, it was Mariah Warner leading all scorers with 18 points. Mackenzie Morgan and Lindsay Beasley had 10 points each. Jalen Riggleman had 7 points. Kalissa Taylor had 4 points. Elizabeth Eckerty had 2. Kayla Carter had 2. So those are your scores for the KZ Westfield Warriors as they come up with the victory, 53-19.
Yeah, it was a hard-fought game there by the Lady Salukis there in the final minutes. They started to switch up their defenses a little late. I mean, they ran the 2-3 zone all game, and then in about 5 minutes left to go in the game, they switched to man-to-man there and really started kind of shaking up KZ Westfield a little bit. But, I mean, they got some stuff to work on, obviously. They got to work on a little bit of offense here and there, work on getting better passes, looking for the better shots.
Let's go ahead and announce our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game for the Red Hill Salukis, and that is going to be Kylie Richards. She finished the game with 6 points, led all Red Hill scores, and she is our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game, Kylie Richards. Our Embraugh Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game, that was a tough decision, but we decided to give it to Katie Moore.
She's a quick little girl. She likes to get in there. Just about every ball that hit the floor and there was a jump ball on, she was in there on it along with Hannah Murray. But Katie Moore, quick getting up the court, was able to get some fast breaks, get some nice easy buckets.
And I believe Katie Moore was also on the cross-country team for Red Hill. Went pretty deep in the state tournament with cross-country. So that's a very athletic family, the Moore family. Of course, Drew Moore, a key member of the football team this past fall, and the basketball team as well.
Yeah, the Moores, they're good. I mean, they work hard, and they're good at sports.
So those are your Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Embraugh Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. Congratulations to Kylie Richards and Katie Moore. We will take another 2-minute break. We'll be back with hopefully an interview with Red Hill girls coach Tracy Gray. We'll also preview tomorrow's boys game as the Salukis take on the Alney Tigers. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A 4-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Port and Blondie's, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. The Monday specials include meatloaf or hand-breaded fried chicken. Every Monday is Dad's Day. Any dad that comes in with his family gets the special at half price. The specials go on and on at the Port and Blondie's. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Once again, your final score on the Port Blaney scoreboard. Casey wins it over Red Hill, 53-19, your final score, as the Warriors improve to 5-3 overall. And Tracy Gray appears to be on her way up here, and we have another final score to pass along for from the Port Blaney scoreboard. This one's over in Indiana. Vincennes Reveille, a tight one. They win it over South Knox, 39-27, and they actually trailed by 1 point after three quarters, but Reveille does go in a 14-1 fourth quarter lead there, and so Reveille wins that one over South Knox. You know, a good start for them. But right now we are joined by Tracy Gray, the Red Hill girls basketball coach. Certainly not the result you wanted tonight. You know, I'm sure your team's still learning a lot about themselves, but good competition, though. Casey, obviously, to see where you're at this point in the season.
Well, I think we kind of know where we are. We're struggling to know when we're open. We're struggling to know what a good shot is. We're struggling to put into play the corrections that we make during timeouts, at half times, in practices. We have to explain the same thing a lot. So it puts a lot of pressure on our young guards. It puts a lot of pressure on us because we do struggle to shoot the ball. And we try and pass the ball where there are too many people. We're trying to cram the ball inside and there's four people around our big girls. So we go from improving to taking about 10 steps back each time. And that's something we're going to have to get over. We don't have we don't have a lot of excuses. I mean, we didn't make our free throws, and that certainly didn't help the situation. And then we didn't do a good job blocking out. But like I told them downstairs, we go from playing not terrible, and we improve in the next practice. And then we have a bad practice last night before the game, and that in turn, we have a bad game today. And we can't do those things. And right now it's a matter of it's telling kids the same thing over and over again. And I'm not telling you that they're not trying to do it, but to say that everyone's a little frustrated would be an understatement. But, I mean, what do? You can't, you know, you can't give up. You got to go back to work, and you got to figure out how to fix it. And that's what we're going to do in the next few days. We're going to keep working and hoping that some of our kids can figure out what area is open and when it's open and what to do. You know, we have open shots. We had open shots tonight. We didn't hit a lot of them, but we had open shots. And then when we start to take those shots, they come running out, and it doesn't occur to us that we might need to head fake and dribble at the basket, even though we've been working on that in practice. So all we can do is keep working on those things, and hopefully we'll see some positive things from that.
Let's talk a little bit about Casey, though. They did have some good players. Obviously, they had three players finish in double figures, Mackenzie Morgan, Mariah Warner, and Lindsay Beasley. Obviously, you knew you're going to have to deal with them, and you know, they certainly did pretty well tonight for the Warriors.
Yeah, they're real quick. They're quick, and so going man with them was a challenge for us. And then even though we talked about how to adjust our zone to take some of the things away from them, we didn't do a very good job at times. And then really what kills us is we stand and watch after ball goes up. We don't rebound. And they were quick, and they got the board, and they pushed it to the other end, and that hurt us a lot. So, you know, they're a good little team. I think they got a lot of experience. Most of the kids they had playing were older kids. So, you know, that hurts us as well because we don't always have that experience. But, like I said, they're a good team. I don't know that they're that many points better than us, but we got to be able to knock down some shots and recognize good shots from bad shots and when to take them. So.
And, of course, not much rest for you. You got Monday coming up. You got the Newton Eagles coming up. They're 3-5 overall going into tonight at least. But you got another game coming up Monday where I'm sure you're going to have another chance to at least bounce back from this performance. But I'm sure the girls know that they got to really step up Monday.
Yeah, we have to go right back to work because we play Monday and Tuesday. So we have to go back to work, and we're going to have to focus on some things tomorrow for Monday, and Saturday we'll focus on some things for Tuesday. We got to cover a lot in that 2 days. So it's not that the kids aren't working hard. I mean, they're working hard. It just it's sometimes our basketball knowledge is very limited at this point, and so we've got to work even harder to overcome that. So they'll come back in tomorrow and Saturday, and we'll work on those things, and hopefully we'll see an improvement next week.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. And that's Red Hill girls basketball coach Tracy Gray, and we're getting ready to sign off for tonight, and we want to remind you that you can listen to us tomorrow night here as Ron McKinley will be back, and we'll have the Red Hill boys team. We'll be on the air at about 7:30 tonight or tomorrow night, or depending on what time the JV game wraps up, but it will be the Salukis and the Alney Tigers in a rematch of a Capital Classic game. This time it'll be an LIC game, and you can listen to that tomorrow night on The Legend. Once again, the final score here at Casey, it was the Warriors 53 and the Red Hill Salukis 19. And our thanks to Dennis Poland back at the station for doing a great job. And Ryan, thanks for filling in, and good working with you today.
Not a problem. Always a pleasure, Adam. I'm always happy to help.
There you go. So for Ryan C., Dennis Poland, our board operator, and our entire WAKO sports team, I'm Adam Reinhart. You've been listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation. Brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Varner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Teas, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill basketball action all season long on The Legend.
Lawrenceville, this.